This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Soy Checkoff, investing farmer dollars to boost demand for U.S. soy, drive on-farm resilience, and bring value to U.S. soybean farmers. Learn more at unitedsoybean.org. I'm Riley Smith. The first few months of the updated federal milk marketing orders show significant farmer losses. We'll have more right after this.
Hey there, Iowa. Ready to hit the road with fuel as dependable as our farmers? Choosing biodiesel, made right here in Iowa from our own soybeans, supports our local farmers and helps keep our air clean. From farms to freeways, choosing better, cleaner now biodiesel fuels progress while preserving our environment. Drive with purpose. Drive with biodiesel. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association and powered by the Soybean Checkoff.
The years-long process of updating federal milk marketing orders finally concluded earlier this year when final changes went into effect. The orders govern how processors purchase milk from dairy farmers in defined marketing areas across the country. Danny Munch, an economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation, said the updating process started a couple years ago.
There was a long hearing process back in 2023 and 2024 in Indiana where dairy stakeholders submitted testimony to USDA on ways to modernize the federal order system. A lot of folks believed it was outdated, including dairy farmers, cooperatives, and processors. And on June 1st of this year, all but one of the final approved changes went into effect.
Munch said the result of that hearing process was a slate of changes intended to modernize federal milk marketing orders.
The five major changes were increases in make allowances, which represent the portion of the milk formulas that account for processors' costs to convert fluid milk, a switch back to the higher of fluid milk formula, removal of barrel cheese from the protein price survey, increases to fluid milk differentials to reflect modern transportation costs, and increases to composition factors, which reflect how much protein and other solids are in milk.
Munch said that overall the impact on farmers has been a mixed bag, but there's been one major negative change.
Dairy farmers were most concerned about the impact of increased make allowances because they reduced the price farmers receive and were based off of incomplete data during the hearing process. And so far in the first 3 months of implementation, dairy farmers have lost $337 million in pool revenues just from that change. The other changes have been either more neutral or beneficial to farmers.
On Iowa Ag Radio, I'm Riley Smith reporting.